Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present From Dust a Flame by Rebecca Podas, performed by Hope Newhouse. A note before we begin. For a family tree of the Low family, be sure to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/From Dust a Flame. For Bubbe and Papa, may their memories be a blessing. And for the folks at Throwing Shade, teaching better living through demonology. Your blood is what builds you, and you can't know the depth of this. Christian Macarin. For a nosebleed. Burn sliced beets and saffron. Soak 2 scraps of woolen vinegar, then roll through the ashes. Place them in the nostrils. For a toothache. Grind a garlic clove with oil and salt. Place upon the thumbnail of the side that causes pain. For pain in the bones. Lentils and aged wine, eaten mixed together. Then let the sufferer wrap themselves in a sheet to sleep, not to be woken until they wake on their own. For weakness of the lungs, bring sliced beets, sliced leek, lentils, cumin, and the intestines of a firstborn animal. Try Benny's Butchery in Cold Spring. Cook together and eat with good strong beer. For a heart that beats too fast, bring 3 loaves of barley soaked in cream. Eat with watered-down wine. Ravina argued that this was the cure for heaviness of the heart, not heart palpitations, which should instead be treated with 3 loaves of wheat soaked in honey, eaten with undiluted wine. But me, I've found no treatment for a broken heart that I can give, but my own open heart. That, and grace, and time. Excerpts from the journals of Ida Silver. 1. If I had to pick a birthday to live inside of forever, I think it'd be the one in St. Helena. We were staying in a rental cottage, the latest stop along a trail of borrowed houses that had been winding its way across the country for years. Before St. Helena, there was the timber frame cabin in the frozen Minnesota woods. Before that, a historic house in Maine, with its windows painted shut, and sawdust that trickled down from the ceilings at strange hours. Of all the places we'd lived by the time I turned 10, my big brother Gabe and I loved the cottage best. It had wild beech roses in the front yard, bricks painted a pale blue mom called duck's egg, and the whole Pacific beyond the back gate. The morning of my 10th birthday, my mom and Gabe and I went down to the water, just as sunrise scratched the dark sky pink. We didn't leave it until sunset. We ate French fries from the local snack shack for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I remember how they tasted. Salty as the ocean, crunchy with sand. I spent the whole day in nothing but a one-piece bathing suit. It wasn't until the next summer that I started wearing a t-shirt over my suit to cover what I wanted but didn't have, and what I had but didn't want. Over and over, I hurled my scrawny body into the waves, trusting Gabe to carry me back to shore if the water didn't. I could have spent eternity on that shore. There's nothing I would change about that birthday, except maybe the fact that I knew, even then, that I wouldn't have another like it. I hadn't spent 2 birthdays in the same town since I was a toddler. In fact, today's is my very first. I would not choose to live in the gutter ballroom, the one and only combination karaoke lounge, bowling alley, arcade, and sports bar in Jamaica Plain for all eternity. Just for the record. Mom, Gabe, and I wait for our appetizers at a high-top table while a man screams the Limp Bizkit version of Faith on stage. Someone in the lanes bowls a strike, and neon pink lights strobe overhead in tribute. "Isn't this place wild?" Mom asks.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?